Amy Joseph is a blogger, an author, and along with her husband, a church planter in San Diego. Her new book is called Demystifying Decision Making. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Amy, first question, do you think it's harder than ever to make decisions, you know, considering the world we're living in right now?
Yes. In the introduction, one of the things I mentioned is just that we live in a culture full of choice, which on the front end seems like a gift. It seems like a treasure that we live in this culture where we can choose 1,000 different cereals. Even just walking to the grocery store, the number of choices that we make every day is astounding. The backside of that freedom, a Danish theologian and I think he was a mathematician and an astronomer, but Soren Kierkegaard, he said that anxiety is the dizziness of freedom. That the flip side of having so much freedom for choice is actually anxiety. And this decision-making fatigue and analysis paralysis. So there's so many choices that we don't even know where to begin. And so I would argue, and I argued in the book, that this is one of the more challenging times to live, which seems odd because in past cultures, you were apprenticed, you did what your father did, what his father did. You know, your life was determined for you based on where you lived, what your last name was. But living in the post-Christian Western world, the concept is yourself gets to determine everything. You do you. You're going to determine who you are, what you do, where you live, how many children you have, all these questions. And it sounds like freedom, but it leaves us really anxious and depressed.
Well, sometimes decisions come down to a gut feeling, you know, like I'm just going to go with my gut or go with my feelings. Would you consider that a reliable way to make decisions?
That's one of the loudest voices in our culture is our feelings, is just do that kind of the phrases, you do you, or what, if it feels right, do it. It's incredibly subjective. I think there's a danger to making decisions only with feelings. I think that's why we have God's word. Jeremiah 17, it says the heart is wickedly deceitful. Who can fathom how mixed motives our hearts are? And so if we are only deciding based on our feelings, feelings make a really bad tyrant. They're a very bad ruler. And so, you know, I used to spend a lot of time with college students and we say, you know, feelings don't need to be in the trunk, but they don't need to be in the driver's seat. You need to be in the back seat of your car. Like they should be, they can be involved in the discussion, but they are not driving your decision. They are one of many factors. But I think sometimes in the church especially, we tend to go to extremes. So either it's all feelings or it's my feelings don't matter at all. It's just, this is what God says, so I have to do it even if I hate it, right? And there are times where we believe that God has created each human uniquely. We say that, Psalm 139, you've knit together my heart. He's given us desires. And so desires are not evil, not always. And so we're bringing our desire before the Lord and we're factoring it in. So one of the things I do in the book is offer this imagery of a dashboard of decisions that, you know, just like a pilot has a dashboard with all kinds of gauges, the desire gauge is one of the gauges, absolutely. But it's not the central gauge. The central gauge is the word of God and our relationship with Christ. And so we factor in all the other gauges. So your cultural gauge, what kind of culture you were raised in shapes the way you think about decisions. If you were raised my husband grew up in India, his parents are Indian. And so they grew up in a culture that was very honor shame. So what you do brings either honor to our whole community or it brings shame to our whole community. So it's a very communal attempt at approaching decisions. Whereas in the West, it's all about you, right? It's whatever you want to do, you do. And so that affects the way you approach decisions. Your idols actually affect that. The things you struggle with have an off-size voice, an outsized voice in the way you make decisions. So if success and control are idols of yours, that's going to affect the way you make decisions. You're going to choose a job based on which one has the most money rather than which one maybe has the most potential or which one has the greatest cause as a business or which one's going to most support your family to have free time in the afternoons and the evenings. Or so you just have to recognize what idols are also guiding this decision and confess those things and then say, God, let your word right size this idol that's speaking very loudly to me right now that I want comfort. And so I'm going to make a decision based on comfort. And we say, no, Lord, you're my security. I can make a decision to do a hard thing, even if it's uncomfortable, because I have the Holy Spirit in me. So anyway, it's just helpful to think about a dashboard. What is informing my decisions?
So much more in the book called Demystifying Decision Making by Amy Joseph. And you can catch up with her at amyjoseph.blog. Thanks for being with us this morning, Amy.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.